Hi guys, how are you going? Welcome to another episode of 4-Minute Science Summaries, where today I'll be covering the importance of high bone mineral content in the context of women. So what is bone mineral content? Well, it's actually the inorganic strengthening properties such as calcium and phosphate in our bones, making up 60% of its composition, according to Dr. Lee Wallace. Now, physiologically speaking, women actually, when they hit puberty, increase the softer inner layer of bone and decrease the harder outer layer, which is responsible for its strength. And for men, it's the inverse, hence why women's bones are more susceptible to osteoporosis as we age. Now, according to a study by Osteoporosis International, 1 in 2 older Australian women develop osteoporosis, and 70% of osteoporotic fractures occur in females. However, these statistics are actually highly preventable. With adolescent exercise, it builds the foundation for high bone density. According to the Canadian Journal of Physiology, 45 to 60%, chew on that, of peak bone mass is developed in the adolescent years. And furthermore, a Journal of Pediatrics study on 14 to 17-year-old girls who underwent heavy resistance training managed to increase their leg bone mineral content from 1.035 to 1.073 grams per centimeter squared, and a 40% increase in their leg strength. Now, once we hit 40, we lose approximately, as females, 1.5 to 2.5% of our bone mineral content per year. However, according to a study by Osteoporosis International, they managed to actually increase the femoral trochanter through high-impact resistance training in elderly women by a whopping 1.5%, which is great for such a old population. Now to the interview segment, where I'll be interviewing my sister, who underwent intensive resistance training, and how it improved her quality of life. So, prior to the training program, how did low bone mineral content affect your life?
In my teens, I was an avid skater and would break a lot of bones, more so than my peers. It was then that I realised my bones needed to be stronger to resist impacts.
So, how was the program structured, and what did you notice during and after the program?
The program was 3 days a week, working from 50 to 100% of my one rep max for the leg press and bench press. At halfway, I felt stronger, I gained some weight and muscle, and after the program, I gained even more lean mass, plus my one rep max increased from 25 kilos in benching to 51. My quality of life also increased, as I felt stronger and more capable in general.
Does the high risk of osteoporosis for females bother you?
It did bother me, to be honest. Not so much now after the program. You know, you do hear a lot of cases of older people falling over, breaking hips, but now I'm happy with where I'm at. I feel as though without the resistance training, I'd be at much higher risk.
Thank you so much for your time. So, to wrap up, therefore, due to physiological differences, resistance training throughout one's lifespan is essential for reducing the risks of osteoporosis in women. And it's just really interesting in the context of sport and exercise science to study the long-term effects of exercise and how we may improve ourselves to increase our quality of life. Thank you.